Hallelujah.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We bless you today, Lord God. We honor you today. You are King. You are Lord. You are Shepherd. You are Abba Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mokosh Shabaka. Amani yeke urabaka shenene yeke. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Makash shere yoko nene yaka. Amani yeke urabaka shere yoko de yaka. Oh, thank you today, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, straighten out every crooked thing. Hallelujah. Have your way on Bible Story Land. Have your way this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You are a mighty King. You are the Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, no God is great like you. No God is holy like you. You are mighty, mighty God. You are the God that care for us. You are the God that love us. Hallelujah. We thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against us in judgment is already condemned. Oh God, we thank you that we are establishing righteousness and oppression is far from us. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith and, we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and use it against the enemy. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We are redeemed from poverty. We are redeemed from sickness. We are redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day having our loins girt about with truth, and we have on the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. We take the sword, we take the shield of faith, and we are covered with the helmet of salvation, and we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us. We do not have the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we are thanking the Lord today. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We honor you. Oh, God, we just praise your name today. We give you glory. We give you praise and thanksgiving because you are a mighty King. No God great like you. No God holy like you. No God mighty like you. Oh, God, we are thanking you today for everything that you're doing, everything you're about to do. Have your way on Bible Story Land. Have your way today, Lord God. Have your way. Have your way. We surrender all. Oh, God, we cover everyone on Bible Story Land with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, holy is our God. Holy is our God. Mighty is our God. Awesome is our God. You are King and you are Lord. Blessed be the God that loves us. Blessed be the God of peace, Jehovah Shalom. Blessed be the God, hallelujah, that provided for us, Jehovah Jireh. All we bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Nobody's greater than our King. Nobody's greater than our Lord. He is almighty. He's the Shepherd of Shepherds and the Lord of Lords. He was the one who birthed us into this world. Hallelujah. We are thanking the Lord this morning for everything he's done, everything he's about to do. What a great God you are. What an awesome and a mighty King you are. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving this morning. You are, hallelujah, a mighty King. You are a mighty God. Hallelujah. You are Almighty God, Almighty Father. We agree with your plan today. Hallelujah. 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 Well, good morning to Bible Storyland. We're so grateful you joined us. We are most grateful for the Most High God that comes every time we're on. He is faithful. He's our friend, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless his holy name today. Today is Children's Day on Bible Storyland. Oh, we're honoring the children today. We have Karen Itell with us this morning. She's going to play a song. Oh, song of praise. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning, Chikorita. I'm doing wonderful.
Amen, amen, amen. What are you going to play this morning?
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Different gifts, different fingerprints from other children. different footprints, and even the sound of their voices are different. They may sound similar, especially if they're in the same family, but God has great plans for the children. His plans are so great for our children. We have no idea what God will do in them. Ears have not heard, eyes have not seen the mighty plans, the mighty things that God will do in our children. So don't let the school personnel tell you that your children can't do this and they can't do that. They can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengtheneth them. But we thank the Lord today for what he's doing and what he's going to do. He's doing great and marvelous things in all of our children. Great and marvelous things is our God doing. You know, he knows everything, nothing secret from our God. He knows everything. He knows every gift, every talent. He knows everything about every child. He has great plans for our children. And we're thanking the Lord for the great plans he has for us as well. We're his children. So we have children on with us this morning. But before the children come on, I want to tell you a story. It's Bible Storyland, a story today. And our story is going to be about a great man. He was an old man, but he was a righteous man. And I'm going to sing a song that will give you a hint and a clue about the story that I'm going to tell. And so it rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. It rained 10. It rained 20. It rained 30. It rained 40. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved Noah and his family. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. It rained 40 days and 40 nights. And God saved the animals two by two. He saved the tigers. He saved the bears. He saved the elephants. And God saved the zebras too. He saved the sheep. He saved the... Can you hear those? Yep, God saved the pigs. God saved the ducks. Yep, he saved the pigs. Saved the ducks. He saved all the animals. He saved the cows. He saved all the animals. He even saved this animal right here. He saved the horses. God saved all the animals. Can you think of any other animals God saved? Yeah, he saved the zebra. He saved the bears. He saved the cats. Meow. Meow. He saved the puppies. Whoop, whoop. He saved all the animals, every animal you can think of and animals you can't think of, even the fish in the sea. God saved them all. Well, let me tell you something. You know how the world is today? It was just as bad during Mr. Noah's time. So God found favor with Mr. Noah. Mr. Noah found favor with God. So one day God went to Mr. Noah. He said, Noah, I'm going to kill everybody on the earth because these people are really doing bad things. He said, I love my people, but they're doing bad things. He said, I want you to gather all the animals. He said, and I want you to build me a boat called an ark. I want you to build me a big old boat so all your family and all the animals can go inside. He said, but I want you to build it exactly like I tell you. And Mr. Noah was very, very obedient. He did everything God told him to do. He said, I want you to build the boat this long, this high, this wide, this deep. Well, he did. And in the meantime, it took him 120 years. And in those 120 years, he built that ark and he preached to the people. He started building. He had three sons, and they helped him. And they all had wives. And Mr. Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives, they started obeying God. They built that ark. Every day he'd go out, he built. He'd tell the people, he said, it's going to rain. People said, they would laugh at him. They thought he was crazy. He said, it's going to rain. It had never rained before. Never had rained before. You know, like we have all this rain now, and those hurricanes came in, all that rain. Well, they never saw rain. So they did not believe God. They didn't even believe God. What happened was they just laughed at Noah. And so one day God said, it's time to go into the ark. So Mr. Noah took his family and all the animals. He took the cat, meow. He took the dog, woof, woof. He took all the animals into the ark. He took the pigs. He took the cat. And he took the cow. And they went into the ark. And when they got into the ark, God closed the door. They closed the door. You know what happened? Rain came. It started to rain. It rained. You hear the rain?
What what you gonna do when your back's against the wall? How are you gonna cry when you see nobody's lost? Tell me, what you gonna do when you need a little more grace? How are you gonna smile when I'm trying to test your faith? Hang on a minute, hang on. In there, hang on. In there.
Amen. Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that was beautiful, Tabitha. I really enjoyed that song. Amen, amen, amen. That was beautiful. You have a beautiful voice, girl. Beautiful voice, like
thank
your mama. Amen.
You.
All right, don't hang up yet. We have some more children on here this morning. We have Isaiah, Sarai, and Leah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Isaiah, how old are you now?
I'm 10 now.
10? Ooh, Jesus, you're getting old. Sarai, how old are you?
6.
6? And how old are you, Leah?
She's in the room playing.
Oh, she's in the room playing. I got it. All right, what are y'all going to do? Y'all going to sing or pray or both or what?
I'm going to pray first.
Okay.
Lord God, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for waking us up this morning and starting us on the way, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, and I thank you for my mom and my dad, Lord God. And Lord, bless them, Lord God. And Lord, bless all the children and the family out there, Lord God. And Lord, Lord, let them have a good day, Lord God, today, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Beautiful song. I mean, beautiful prayer. I apologize. All right, y'all gonna sing too?
Yes.
All right, what are y'all gonna sing?
You are good.
Okay, excellent. Go ahead.
You are good. So good, real good, feel good, you are good, so good, real good, real good, you are good, and your mercy endureth forever. That's it.
That's it? All right, y'all yes. Sing another song. Y'all know this little light of mine?
No, we don't know that song.
Y'all know Jesus Loves Me, This I Know?
Yeah,
I know it.
All right, can y'all sing that?
Jesus.
Jesus loves me, this I know. Come on, I'm gonna sing it
with you. I know that the Bible tells me so.
Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yes,
Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Yes. Beautiful. Keep going.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Amen. Beautiful. All right. Y'all know another song?
Hey, want to sing a song?
Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me some. Yes.
Hey.
Oh, God, thank you for saying, thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Who is that, Soraya or Leah?
That was Leia.
Amen. Thank you, Leia. All right. I tell you what, I love to hear the children sing and pray. Amen.
Can I pray?
Are you going to sing?
Pray.
Oh, you're going to pray? Sure, you can pray, baby. Go ahead.
Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, protect my papa, Lord God. I can feel better, Lord God. And Lord, I thank you for my other papa, Lord God, as you mow the grass and fix cars, Lord God. And Lord, protect my parents, Lord God, as they go to work, Lord God, and Lord, protect us as we go to school, Lord God. And Lord, protect our house, Lord God. And Lord, protect our cousins, Lord God. And Lord, protect. And Lord, protect the birthday, Lord God. And in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Beautiful prayer. Amen. From the mouth of a babe, we just love to hear you all sing and pray. Wonderful songs and prayers. I thank God for you all. Did you all like that story I told about Mr. Noah?
Yes.
Good. Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you all. How's school going?
Good.
Going good? Okay.
Yes.
All right, what grades are you all in? Isaiah, what grade are you in?
I'm in fifth now.
Fifth grade. Whoa, I remember I used to be in fifth grade. What about you, Sarah? What grade are you in?
I'm in first grade.
And Leah?
Second.
All right. Wow, you all are growing up. God loves you all so much. He really loves you all so much, and he loves your family. Well, today is
Love you too.
Love y'all, yes. Today is Children's Day on Bible Story Land. We're honoring the children. We're thanking God for the parents of the children because they're raising them up in the way that they should go. I'm going to pray for the children this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we beseech you, Almighty God. And, Lord, you know there's so much happening in the world concerning our children. And we ask you to keep them in a safe place in you. And, Lord, this morning, Lord God, we ask you to remove fear from our children. Give them love, power, and a sound mind. And we thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done for the children on the children's behalf. We are blessing you. We are honoring you. We are thanking you that you are Lord. We are thanking you that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless your name this morning. Oh, God, you are a mighty God. And, Father, I thank you that when you walk the earth, in the name of Jesus, you said, allow the children, suffer little children come unto you, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And so, Father, I thank you for the parents to let the children come. And I thank you for the children coming to you, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you're doing on the children's behalf. I thank you for excellent Christian education. godly spiritual education for our children, Lord God, that they would know your word from Genesis to Revelation. They would know your word pertaining to them, Lord God. They would know Ephesians 6, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Children, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land. I thank you that they would know the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In the name of Jesus, I thank you that they will know he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I thank you that they would know, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that they have to be obedient to their parents and honor their parents so they can live long lives. I thank you, Father God, that our children will know you personally. They won't just know that their mama and daddy know you, but they will know you and have a personal relationship with you at very early ages, oh God. I thank you for hiding our children under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you that they are covered with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against our children shall prosper. I bind up incidents and accidents and mishaps from our children. I thank you that they are in a safe place in you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that our children are protected by you, O God. We thank you for those holy angels that you keep around them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're thanking you, Lord God, that our children are obedient, just like Samuel. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for speaking to our children at young ages. They can hear your voice, just like Samuel. In the name of Jesus, that when you call their name, Isaiah, he will answer. When you call Leah, she will answer. When you call Sarai, she will answer. When you call Tabitha, she will answer. When you call Jonathan, he will answer. When you call the Bailey boys, they will answer. When you call Shantania's children, they will answer. When you call the Solomon children, they will answer. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you that Cassidy will answer and Kennedy will answer and all the children will answer when you call them. And they will be obedient. They will know. They'll say, Mama, did you call me? No. Daddy, did you call me? No. And so, Father, I thank you that their parents will be so close to you that they will say, that's God calling you. Answer him and say, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth. So, Father, I thank you that the children will hear your voice clear and they will be obedient to you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you they will be obedient to their fathers. They will be obedient to their mamas. They will be obedient to their grandparents, aunts, and uncles in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our children. Protect them on the school buses, in the transportation, in the vehicles. Protect them while they're in school, Lord God. Visit them in the night as they sleep, oh God. In the name of Jesus, allow our children to have your spirit on the inside of them. Allow our children to know you in the pardon of their sins. In the mighty name of Jesus, help our children, oh God, to have your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing and all the children, what you're going to do. I bless your name. I praise your name. I honor you today for what you're doing in our children. You're keeping them safe while they sleep at night. You're keeping them safe as they go to school. You're keeping them safe wherever they go. You're keeping them safe, oh God. Remove fear from our children. In the name of Jesus, allow our children to live out all their days in safety and in peace. And, Lord, I thank you for the parents' obedience to you. You said in Deuteronomy, oh, God, that you are one Lord and there's no other God besides you. I thank you that the parents will begin to teach the children who you are from the time they get up to the time they go to bed. They will teach them how to memorize the word of God. They'll teach them how to memorize the 23rd song, The Lord is My Shepherd. They'll teach them how to memorize, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother that your days may be long upon the land. I thank you, Lord God, that the children will know the holy word and they will be obedient to your word. So, Father, we thank you for brilliance that you put on the inside of our children. I thank you for the musical abilities you put on the inside of them. I thank you for the artistic abilities you put on the inside of them. I thank you, Lord God, for the books that you put on the inside of our children for them to write. I thank you, Lord God, that you put obedience in them. They will obey. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the first time they're told, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for that shield of protection you keep around them. I thank you for godly teachers who would teach them your word, godly parents who would teach them your word. And I thank you that the parents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, will train them up in the way that they should go. So when they are old, they will not depart from the word. They will be faithful all the days of their lives. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our children in the name of Jesus, over their families in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. We just thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. You are a mighty King. You are the Almighty God. And so, Father, we thank you today for everything that you're doing in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do any of the children have anything they want to share today? Some good thing that happened to you? Any of the children want to share anything? Isaiah, Leah, Sarai, y'all want to share anything this morning?
Leah's.
Go ahead, one at a time. Hello?
Leah's been doing good at school, and she's been doing good at school. The teachers, I think called her, my mom, and said that she's been doing very good at school.
Amen. What about you, Isaiah? How are you doing in school?
I'm doing good. I just need help on math a little bit.
You help in math?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, Father, you heard Isaiah. He needs help in math. Oh, God, with the word problems, he needs math. Oh, God, with the computations, he needs math. Help him, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you put brilliance on the inside of Isaiah. Oh, God, unlock that where he's blocked in the name of Jesus in math, in reading, in every subject, oh, God, particularly math. And we thank you for helping him with math problems in the name of Jesus, whether they are numbers or whether they are word problems in the name of Jesus. And we give you thanks and praise. We thank you for Leah. We thank you for how you're helping her in school. We thank you for their other sister, Lord God, Sarai. We thank you for how you're helping them in school and helping them to obey their parents the first time that their parents ask them to do something. They do it right away without even a word spoken. They would just get up and do it. We thank you for their obedience in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to share something, too.
Okay.
I'd be good in school, but I need a little help in reading.
In reading? Who is this, Leah or Sarai?
Saraya.
Saraya, okay. Father God, I thank you for Saraya. You heard what she said, that she need help in reading. And Father, I thank you that she's brilliant already. Bring that reading ability out in her. Increase her vocabulary. Teach her, Lord God, how to decode those words. So, Lord God, teach her in the name of Jesus the vowel sounds, the consonant sounds, and how to divide the word up into syllables, Lord God, so that she can become a better reader. Help her to read something every day. And, Lord, teach her how to read your word. Oh, God, when children begin to read your word, their reading improves in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for Sarai and everything you're doing in her, in the mighty name of Jesus. She shall be an excellent reader. Her brother shall be excellent in math. In the name of Jesus, amen. Yes? What did you say?
I would like to go play.
No.
To play.
No.
I'm sorry, Mother. What did she say?
She said, can she pray?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Lord God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Mr. Lord, you're using me.
Hey, man, who is that?
I'm Leah.
I'm Leah.
Leah, oh, that was beautiful. Father, I thank you for Leah. I thank you for what you're doing in Leah, teaching her to pray to you, teaching her to have a conversation with you, increase her prayer life, oh, God. And I thank you that she is brilliant in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her mom and her dad who's training her up in the way that she should go. Not only Leah, Sarai, but Isaiah as well. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tabitha, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
You want to say anything, Tabitha?
Can I pray?
Sure. Go right ahead, baby.
Thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this evening, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, as you bless over all of the children today, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, that they have a good morning, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, that nobody gets hurt, harm, and danger, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, that you bless over everybody, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord, that you bless over all the children in the hospital, Lord God. As you thank you, Lord, as you bless over Sister Jim, Lord God, amen. Ma?
Amen. Beautiful, Tabitha. Lord, I thank you for Tabitha, this little mighty woman of God. I thank you for what you're doing, mighty little girl of God. I thank you for what you're doing on the inside of her. I thank you that you're doing great things. Lord, help her to improve in every area of her life, academically, socially, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. Help her to improve in all areas. And we thank you, Lord God. It's brilliant that you made her in your image, oh God. In the name of Jesus, help all the children to excel and do good in school, to be obedient to their parents. Oh God, I thank you for the greatness on the inside of them. Let them show the greatness on the inside of them every day. Help them to be obedient to you, oh God, to listen, to hear your voice. Oh, God, and obedient to their parents, oh, God, obedient in school, oh, God. Help them, Lord God, to hear your voice clear. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for even their singing ability to be enhanced, oh, God. They sing great songs unto you, oh, God. So, Father, I thank you for what you're doing in all the children in the mighty name of Jesus. We bless and honor you this morning for the children. We bless and honor you for their parents that birthed them. Lord, you know it's not easy being a parent. So I thank you for their parents, oh, God, helping their parents to train them up in the way that they should go. We bless and honor you today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well,
Sister Jean, I'm going to wait.
I'm sorry, someone said something?
I said, Jonathan is awake. I'm going to see if he's going to say something. Say good morning,
Jonathan.
All
right.
Say hi.
Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning. Jonathan, 2 years old. You
going to
sing, Jonathan?
Say yes, ma'am.
I'm shocked.
Let's sing.
All right, let's sing This Little Light of Mine. This Little Light of Mine. Sing, Jonathan. This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine. Sing, Jonathan. I'm going to let it shine.
I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Yay! Good job.
Amen! Woo! Mm-hmm. That was Jonathan and his sister Tabitha singing. Oh my God, they are great singers. We got great singers on here this morning. We got Isaiah, Leah, we got Sarai, we got Tabitha and Jonathan, great singers, and they all know how to pray. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen, amen. I thank God for what he's doing in the children. Anybody else have anything they want to say this morning? This is Children's Day.
We love you, Sister G.
Oh, I love y'all too. Who's that?
Me and Johnny.
Oh, thank you, Tabitha. I love y'all too. All right, our children need to be saved. We got to start talking to our children. Oh, yep, we got to start talking to our children about salvation. They need to be saved. God loves the children, and he wants them saved from their sins. So start talking to them about salvation. Tell them, you know, about things that they do wrong, and God wants them to do the right thing. So, you know, tell them that when they confess with their mouth that Jesus is Lord, they believe in their hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, they will be saved. So you know what? Children can be saved at early ages. We can't say just because they're one, just because they're two, they are close to God. Children are closer to God than we are. He just birthed them into this world recently. So they are still close to God. And they have intention to do right, but we have to help them to do the right thing, to stay on the right path. And we have to tell them that once you are saved, God wants you to stay saved. He don't want you to backslide. God wants everyone to be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. He doesn't want anybody to be lost. So I thank God for what he's doing in all of the children. He is doing great things in all the children. So we thank the Lord this morning for everybody who come on Bible Storyland, who will even come on later. We're thanking the Lord for each of you this morning. So when we tell the children to be saved, they have to be obedient and saved all the days of their lives. All the days of their lives. So is there anyone who needs special prayer this morning? Anybody who needs special prayer? All right. Well, we're going to start our prayer this morning. And we're thanking the Lord. We missed some people this morning. Some people are on a cruise. Some people may be at work. But we thank the Lord that Pastor Donna Hawkins and her family are on a cruise. Some of her church family are on a cruise. So, Father God, we just lift up the Hawkins family. Those that are on the cruise with them, we thank you for what you're doing in them. What you're going to do, we ask you to keep them safe and protected under the shadow of your almighty wings. We ask you to bring them back safely. We thank you for Macedonia Missionary Baptist Church in Paducah, Kentucky. Oh, God, we thank you for every member. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for their protection, their guidance, their direction. We thank you for their shepherd, Pastor Donna Hawkins, as you shepherd her. Oh, God, as she shepherd them, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for Jackie Travis, Lord God, and her husband and her two daughters and the elderly patients that she take care of and all the patients, Lord God. We just bless you today and we honor you. We give you glory, praise, and thanksgiving. And, Lord, we thank you for Miss Lou Dell this morning. Oh, God, who's 95-plus years, Lord God, in a few months. Oh, God, she'll be 96, and we thank you for the abundant life that you've given her. We thank you for the things that you're doing in her life and the life of her family. And, Lord, we lift up everyone on Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you for all that you've done and all that you're about to do in all of our lives. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We give you glory because you are the King of Glory. You are the King of Glory. We honor you. We honor your name. Your name is holy. We honor you. We honor your word. You honor your word above your name, and we do too. And we are thanking you for what you've done on Bible Storyland this morning. As we close out, Lord God, we thank you this morning for what you've done. Hallelujah. You've done great things, great and mighty things in us. And we thank you. We surrender all to you, Lord God. Forgive us for our sins, transgressions, trespasses against you, any iniquities. Forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for what you're about to do this morning, oh God. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you are about to do. Oh, hallelujah today, Lord God. We say hallelujah to the King of Kings. We say hallelujah to the Almighty Father. We bless your name. We praise you. We thank you that you are the God who cares for us. Oh, God, you care about what happened to your children. And I thank you that you are walking with us today, talking with us, being that lamp and that light that we need in the name of Jesus, in the path of righteousness. We thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for talking with us daily and us listening and being obedient to you. Well, it's closing time on Bible Story Land. We thank the Lord for what he's done. Senior Citizens Day is, next Saturday. We will not be on. It's the fifth Saturday. So we'll be off next Saturday. But the following Saturday will be Senior Citizens Day. Let me see. That's going to be October the 7th. So we will return October the 7th to give our Lord praise, glory, and honor. So I say to you today, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And don't forget to praise the Lord with the high praises. Let the high praises of God be in your mouth. I love y'all. Bye-bye.